Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget to tell other people where you can find us, and also at stanthonyallston.org. Well, this week we're going to be talking with Tom Corcoran, who is one of two people who put together a program called Rebuilt, the other one being Father Michael White. We're going to talk to him about his book, Messages of Light for Advent and Christmas 2022, but also of the Rebuild program. We ended up talking more about that, and you can find more at churchnativity.com. That's churchnativity.com. But right now, let's switch over to my interview with Tom.
Hello?
Hello, Tom. You're down in Maryland.
Correct, yeah.
Very good.
Outside of, sorry, I'm just coming inside. I meant to get here a few minutes earlier before your call, but just walking in now. A few minutes outside of, we live out, churches in Timonium, which is about 20 minutes north of Baltimore.
Oh, very good. Very good. I'm a big fan of trains, so I know everything as the Acela Corridor. You know, you have the book, which is the Messages of Light, but of course you're all part of, I don't know, would you call it a movement that is Rebuilt?
Yeah, I like to call it a movement, yeah. That's what we're trying to be, a movement of taking this model that we found with work and sharing that with other parishes, and yeah, I would call it a movement for sure.
And you've been doing this for close to 10 years, right?
So, yeah, we wrote the book 10 years ago. You know, through that time, we tried to figure out what do parishes need. And, so we started out thinking content was the way to go. And now, over the last few years, we realized that parishes need more than just content. They need some coaching and other support. So we do that as well.
Oh, very good. Yeah. I was looking at the mass. I've seen a couple of your masses online. And I belong to a large a multimedia group, which you probably haven't heard of, because it's in Portuguese. It's based in Brazil, but it broadcasts to the Portuguese-speaking world. And but it's about as big as EWTN. And I saw that the way you do your mass is very similar to the way they do the mass in Brazil.
Oh, really?
Yes, very similar. Even right down to when Father Michael is getting ready to say the prayers, this music in the background.
Yeah.
Very,
very. Check that out.
Yeah, definitely. TV.cansanova, cansanova.com.
Okay.
So I guess we can start by talking about the Messages of Light. Is this something you do every year?
It is, yes. Yeah. So over the last maybe 5 years or so, it's taken from messages we have given at the church, homilies at the church, a message series that we do. And then as part of what we do for our parishioners is we have a daily prayer that goes out every day. So this comes out of that. Yeah,
okay.
So I think it's about 5 years we've done that.
Now, do you plan all that ahead of time?
Yeah, so the way we do it, we plan a message series for the year. So those themes for the year, we do that in spring. And then from there, we plan out, we play a series summary of what we're going to talk about each week in each of those series. And then from there, we write each of the messages and all the communication kind of flows from there.
All right. Okay. You know, why don't we, before I go any further, why don't we do two things? Talk a little bit about where you come from, you know, a little bit about your background, and then talk a little bit about Rebuilt, only in the fact that I am on a Christian radio station. I'm not on a Catholic station. So
okay.
I'm broadcasting to a Catholic audience and a non-Catholic audience as well.
Oh, that's great.
So
yeah,
some of them may not have any understanding of what Rebuilt is. So starting from that, let's tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I grew up outside Philadelphia. So big Phillies fan. Enjoying that right now.
Very good.
And I went to Loyola University in Maryland, and then I was writing political science major, had no interest really in working for the church, wanted to work in politics maybe when I graduated, and went down to D.C. and realized that was not where I was supposed to be pretty quickly.
Wow.
And so Father, a professor that Father Michael and I both shared was looking for Father Michael was looking for someone to do youth.
Well, I just lost you. Do youth ministry, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah. So I started, he was looking for a youth minister. I was in my young 20s at the time. Mm-hmm. And reached out to a professor that we both shared, and she gave him my name. He reached out to me and asked if I'd be interested in a career change, and I was thinking about that at the time. And so said yes and figured I'd be at the parish for a few years. This is in the late 90s, so I've been at the parish now for 25 years.
Wow.
Wow. Time jobs moved around from starting in youth ministry to children's ministry, small groups, a program we built up, when we were doing some strategic planning for our building and then leading the building project, and now working with Rebuild to help other churches.
And maybe I should ask you this, that looks like a brand new church. Is that what that is?
It's about 5 years old now, but yeah, wow. Relatively new.
Yeah. Wow. The beautiful church. I'm sure you've been there. It reminds me a little on the inside of, I think it's St. Anne's in Atlanta, Roswell. Does that make sense? Where Life Teen is based?
No, I didn't know that. I have not been there, but I did not know that.
That's yes, very, very similar. Very similar. And I see that as part of this, you have audio visual. Father Michael does an audio visual with his homily, so you have a screen next to you, like an interactive screen, isn't it?
Yeah, we call it the scripture screen, and mostly reserved for scripture, but for other things as well. Yeah, and so he actually does slide it to try to, yeah, it's a little bit easier to share the scripture from there than looking down at the page, so.
Right. Now, yeah. for those who are listening, especially for those who are Catholic who have never seen this, this is looks like a TV screen that is movable from what I can tell. It seems to be suspended from the wall, maybe?
It's actually on wheels, and it rolls out. And it rolls out, and then they roll it back when he's done speaking.
Oh, okay. And as you watch this, you can see that he changes the scripture. You know, he talks about a passage, and then he can change to the next passage as he talks about it. So it's a visual aid is part of, which, of course, normally in Catholic churches, that's not done.
No. In fact, we got it from Andy Stanley in Atlanta at North Point Church. So, he had the screen, and Father Michael saw it, was like, I want something like that. And it definitely does help with creating interaction and clarity of communication.
I got to tell you a story. I put a TV screen in a church, and we used it for a lot. I haven't put one here just because our setup is a little different, but we used it for a lot of things. And but the first time I put it up, one of the parishioners got very upset and says, "It looks like a sports bar in there." So yeah. It didn't go over well. But they eventually used to it. And one of the things I would use for it is put up a picture of a person who was deceased during the funeral.
Oh,
with a
wow.
little
yeah.
Picture of Mary and then a scripture saying or something like that. And people absolutely loved that.
Right, right. Well, it just makes sense that we use the technology of our time to reach our generation. So
that's right.
Stained glass windows were the modern technology for older churches. And that was... we don't think of those. At some point, that had to be introduced, and I'm going to bet probably people didn't like it at first. So, I just think using visual images is so important to a generation that has a screen in front of them almost all the time. So I think we need to be tactical, strategic about it, but it's absolutely necessary to talk to our generation.
You know, it's fascinating you say that, and I think you like to make, I think the way you, brother, let me say it again. I like the way you made the connection to stained glass windows. Because I didn't think of it that way, but that's exactly what they were. That's exactly what they stood for. And now you're just using a TV.
Right, right. And so, yeah, that was the people who were illiterate. They couldn't read, but how are you teaching the faith in some ways or connecting people to experience the faith, it was through, again, through stained glass windows, through something visual that they could understand. And that's the same thing, again, something our people can understand is the visual technology that comes from all the time.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Well, we'll be back tomorrow and Thursday talking with Tom about the Rebuild program, about his book, Messages of Light for Advent and Christmas. So tune us in tomorrow or also find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We will see you then. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.